Good evening, brothers and sisters. Today is Good Friday. It's too good for us, but it was not good for Jesus. It was full of pain and suffering. According to the scripture in Revelation 13:8, the Bible says that the Lord Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Before the world was created, before time began, it was determined that the Lord Jesus Christ would die on a cross for the sins of the whole elected people in the world. In 1 Corinthians 15:3, we saw Paul's phrase that he delivered to the Corinthians and to us as the first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. This is an essential part of the gospel declaration. It is the declaration about what Jesus is doing on the cross. What were our condition when Christ died for us? I don't mean historically or chronologically. That's not what our passage today is talking about. Rather, the passage today is talking about and answer the question, what were we like when Jesus died for us? What kind of person did Christ die for? The wealthy or privileged? The righteous or religious? The good, the bad, or ugly? The Apostle Paul gives four answers to these questions in our today's passage. He says, Christ died for us when our condition was weak, when our condition was ungodly, when our condition was sinners, and when we were at enmity with God, we were waging war on God. There is progression in these terms from bad to worse. We were not just weak, we were ungodly. We were not only ungodly, we were sinners. And we were not only sinners, we were God enemies. This is not just some minor imperfection in our performance. This is missing the whole point that we are, that what we are and we are supposed to do. We are totally missed the whole point. Why is Paul showing us this? Because this is what Jesus is doing on the cross. He is not on the cross because there is something so wonderful about us that just compels him to be there. He is on the cross because there is no other way to deal with what we are. And so Jesus shed his precious blood for our sins. I invite you to give attention to Paul's teaching on the glorious truth of the cross. That is the heart of the gospel. And unfortunately, many people of non-believers and unfortunately from believers, they are denied and rejected this truth. They don't like to talking about cross because they don't like to talking about blood. They don't like to talking about the death of Christ on the cross. But this is vital for us to understand it, because this is the heart of the gospel. So let's pray before we read God's word. Heavenly Father, this is your word. Open our eyes to behold wonderful things in it. Feed us by your holy, inspired, and inerrant word, and write its eternal truth upon all our hearts. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth, God. Search our hearts out, and especially, O God, show us the meaning and significance of the cross, of the death of Jesus Christ, because this is the heart of the gospel. Lord, your grace is sufficient for all of us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Christians, this is the word of God. Hear it in Romans 5:6-10. For while we were still weak, At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though person for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now what we were reconciled shall we be saved by his life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In this passage, Paul is explaining to us the accomplishment of the cross of Jesus Christ, and he's pointing us back to the Father's love for those who are at enmity with God, which is demonstrated and proved in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus bore the penalty for our sins on the cross. He did so our substitute. Christ alone is our penal substitutionary atonement. But what were our conditions when Christ died for us? First, our condition was weak when Christ died for us. First of all, Christ died for us when we were still weak. The word weak in the Greek means literally without strength. It is sometimes translated weak, sometimes translated sick, or sometimes powerless, such as Matthew 26, verse 41. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It is not that we were physically weak, rather we were spiritually weak. We are weak. We were weak to resist sin. We were weak to do right. We were weak to help ourselves. Jesus once said, "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." But he also said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." In other words, we did not even have the strength to come to Christ. We were weak to come to the Christ. We were powerless to come to the Christ for salvation. God the Father had to draw us. Apart from drawing influence of the Father, no one could come to Jesus Christ. Paul put it this way in the book of Ephesians 2:5, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. It means when we were dead in our sins, with no spiritual life in ourselves, no desire for God in ourselves, at that time, God made us alive in Christ. Some people said, God helps those who help themselves, but the scripture says, Christ died for us when we were still weak, when we were still powerless, when we were still helpless to help ourselves. Second, our condition was ungodly when Christ died for us. Paul says that in verse 6, when we were still weak, Christ died for the ungodly. The word translated ungodly here means without worship. The emphasis here is not much on wickedness or evil, but rather a wrong attitude towards God. It's what Paul talked about earlier in the book of Romans 1:21. He says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him." Not only we were weak, but we were ungodly. It means we had no desire to worship God, no desire to serve him, no desire to glorify him with our lives. Basically, Paul is saying that we had bad attitudes towards God. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. It's not just that we were powerless. It's not just that we were helpless. It's not just we were weak. It's not just that we cannot get ourselves out of the bondage that we are in. When we were ungodly means we don't want to worship and glorify God. We want to worship ourselves. We don't want to worship God. We want to worship our idols. We don't want to worship God as our creator and savior. We are ungodly, and while we were ungodly, Christ Jesus died for us. When the scripture says Christ died for us, it means not only that he died in our place, but for our benefit. What a contrast. Jesus Christ, the only one who truly, fully man and fully God, worshiped God the Father in spirit and in truth, and this man, Jesus Christ, died for the ungodly people, for people like you and me, who had bad attitudes towards God, who were powerless to help themselves. Do you have a bad attitude towards God? Do you seek to push him out of your life? Do you have no desire to worship God? And do you have desire to not glorify him as your creator and savior? Take this. When we were still powerless and we were ungodly creatures, Christ died for all of us. But this is the good news. Christ Jesus can still save us. He can overcome our wickedness. He can give us a new attitude. Third, our condition was sinner when Christ died for us. Paul goes on in verse 8 and he says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The word sinner means someone who has fallen short or missed the mark. In Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have all missed the mark of perfection. We have all fallen short of God's standards. In other words, when Christ died for us, we were neither righteous and nor good. We were sinners. Some people have this misplaced idea of God that he was mad at us because of our sin. And so Christ died on the cross to appease his anger. In other words, they think God was angry and Jesus was loving. But Jesus on the cross is not trying to get God to love his people. Jesus is on the cross because of the God the Father's prior love for his people. There is no way for us to be saved unless Jesus is on that cross. And God the Father himself bears the most expensive price, the greatest cost ever borne for our salvation. Paul is saying that all things began with the Father's love. How does God show his love to us? Not just that Christ died, not just that Christ died for us, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Once again, note the contrast. Christ was the perfect, sinless, and pure and holy Lamb of God, but he died for sinners. 1 John 4:10 says this, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Lastly, our condition was God's enemies when Christ died for us. Christ died for us when we were weak, when we were powerless, when we were sick, when we were ungodly, when we were sinners. And now Paul talks about the fourth qualification. Christ died for us when we were God's enemies. This means that sin is not only a failure, a failing short of God's will, but it's also a rebellion, a refusal to do God's will. It's not that we want to do God's will, and so we are fall short. We fall short of God's glory because we don't want to do God's will. And so we were at enmities with God. As God's enemies, we were not only hostile towards God, but we were under God's judgment and wrath. The phrase God's enemies captured both man's hostility towards God and God's hostility towards evil. Look at verse 9. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. In this verse, Paul addresses the question of the believer who has placed his faith in Christ, but is still fearful of God's judgment on the last day. Do you ever wonder about the final judgment? About whether God will admit you to heaven, into his presence? If you die today, do you know for certain whether you would go to be with God in heaven or not? Do you have assurance of your salvation or a fear of God's wrath? God's wrath refers to God's righteous anger towards sin and his just punishment of sin. Apart from Christ, we are all under God's wrath. We are all sinners, justly deserving eternal punishment for our sins. But Paul says that if your faith is in Jesus Christ, then you have been justified by his blood, by his death for you on the cross. And if you have now been justified by his blood, declared innocent in God's sight, how much more will you be saved from God's wrath through Christ? Verse 10 states the reason for this assurance in unambiguous term. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Paul's point is this. If Christ Jesus died for us when we were still enemies, how much more will he save us now that we are friends? If when we were enemies, God showed us the ultimate act of love, how much more will God save us now that we have been reconciled, restored to friendship with him? This is an incredible truth. Christ died for us when we were still God's enemies. Christ died for his enemies. I know it doesn't make sense. How can anyone die for their enemies? But this is true, that Jesus Christ died for his enemies. That is the incredible love of God. And if God did that for us, now that we have been reconciled through faith in Christ alone, how much more shall we be saved from the wrath to come? We may have full assurance of our salvation if our faith is in Christ alone. Very rarely will one die for a good or righteous man, but as Scripture said, you cannot find any righteous or good man, but Christ Jesus died for us when we were still weak, without strength, unable to help ourselves. We were weak to resist sin. Jesus Christ died for us when we were still ungodly people, without worship or reverence for God, holding a bad attitude towards God. Christ died for us when we were still sinners, falling short of God's glory.